Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. I want to hate certain people, but instead, I love them so much. They're the ones who can cook an incredible holiday meal with aplomb. They make it look so easy and like they're actually having fun. What? Suzanne Potheiser is a food writer for 7 days who has a lot of restaurant experience that has translated into holiday cooking tips. She's here to share some of them for us, and thank goodness for that. Suzanne, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Thank you so much, Rick.
Before the tips, share some of the horror stories you've experienced so that we know that you're human.
Well, you know, I am one of those people for whom cooking is a way of expressing love. And the more complicated the thing I'm cooking, the more love I believe I'm expressing. So when I was younger, in my early 20s, and took over making the holiday meals, I would try to make these really elaborate things for my family. So one year I tried to make this pasta dish from the French Laundry cookbook, and it involved chestnuts and mascarpone and truffle oil, and you blend them all together, and it's this really expensive, rich filling. And I didn't really know how to make pasta dough yet, and I made it too thin, and all the filling leaked out into the pasta water, so I lost it all. So that was one of my first real disasters. Another time I thought I was going to have this magnificent roasted goose dinner like in Dickens, and I bought my first goose, and it had tons of pin feathers on it. So when I unwrapped it for dinner, I couldn't cook it because I had to spend some time plucking it first. So I was there hunched over the goose with tweezers for hours, getting greasy, and my family was getting sad, and everyone was hangry. And so, yeah, those were some of my early 20s kind of failures as a holiday chef.
All right, now on to the tips. Let's start with the proper tools.
Okay, so, you know, one thing I learned running a restaurant is that, you know, on a normal weeknight cooking dinner, if you don't have the best tools, it's not going to really have as much of an impact. It might be 5 minutes of potato peeling. That's a little bit harder. But when you're cooking for a crowd and you don't have the right tool, it just kind of magnifies the problem. So having a really excellent peeler, a Y peeler is what chefs use, the Y-shaped ones. That really helps. Making sure your knives are sharp is absolutely crucial. Having heavy-bottomed pans, those kinds of things. So an immersion blender, that's a wonderful kitchen tool all year round. Makes my holiday cooking quite a bit easier.
The good ones look like they're winging it, but you say planning and preparation are really important.
Yeah, I think with anything, you know, if you're a really great soccer player, you know all the different formations that are possible, and it looks effortless when you kind of engage in them, but it's actually background knowledge that's helping you get there. And I think it's the same in the kitchen. So, you know, the less experience you have cooking, the more helpful it is to use planning tools like a schedule of when you're cooking things and how long you expect it to take. The more experienced you are, the more you're kind of doing that work in your head, and you can kind of let go of that stuff and just kind of do it in a natural, flowy kind of way. But yeah, when you're new at it, when you're cooking for a bunch of people, you can make it a lot easier on yourself by jotting down a plan for what you're going to be doing and when.
Is there anything that people can prepare ahead of time to get a jump on this?
Yeah, absolutely. There are lots of components of the holiday meals that can be made ahead of time. You can prep your vegetables ahead of time and get them ready to be cooked on the holiday itself. You can make stock ahead of time so that when you're trying to make gravy, it's right there ready for you. That's a big one. I make anything fancy the day in advance. So any baked goods, anything I'm trying for the first time, if I can make that ahead, I will, so that I'm not kind of experimenting on the day of. And I always do throw some seasoning on the turkey a day or two in advance, or on the holiday roast, whatever that might be. Because that just means that it's more flavorful when you cook it on the day itself.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Suzanne Potheiser, a food writer for 7 days. She's sharing some holiday cooking tips. Suzanne, at Thanksgiving this year, I noticed something really interesting. The turkey was carved beautifully. How does someone learn that skill?
Well, there are a couple different ways. I mean, one of the wonders of the internet is that you can learn pretty much anything from videos. So one way you can do that is to search out videos on how to carve a bird, and that should help. But I think another awesome way is practicing on chickens, because, you know, most poultry is put together fairly similarly. each bird kind of gives you clues as to how it's put together. So you can kind of, by paying attention, figure out how to separate the drumstick from the thigh from the body, the wing from the body. One of the things to look for is the striations of fat. One thing to look for is where things wiggle. If it wiggles, you probably want to try cutting it. Roast a chicken, spend some time with it, get your sharp knife, and kind of poke around and see where the joints are, and then use what you learn next time you confront a turkey.
Timing can be tricky. Is there a way to buy time as you wait for everything to get done?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one way is to put out hors d'oeuvres, and my favorite method for kind of buying myself kitchen time is a cheese plate, because it can be as simple as you want or as fancy as you want. You can go the cheddar and Ritz crackers route. You can buy all the fancy artisan cheeses and strew the plate with grapes and toasted nuts. And, you know, the fat and the protein are going to give people a nice solid base for for the rest of their holiday evening. And that just gives you more time to cook without people kind of getting frustrated waiting for you to get done. So I always try to throw a cheese plate out on the table for folks.
Brilliant idea. And please tell us, how do the best ones stay calm through all of this?
You know, I think it's all these things we've just talked about. Knowing what your plan is and when you're trying to get things done by really helps. But, you know, I think the most important thing is realizing that what matters most is that you're having a good time, that you're connecting with people. And that is really kind of more crucial than that everything comes out exactly perfect. I think it's kind of letting go of that idea of perfection and just enjoying yourself while you're cooking.
And any more tips that you want to throw our way as we head into the holidays?
I would just say that Vermont has a really wonderful assortment of different items that are perfect on the holiday table. We have cranberries, we have all kinds of poultry, all the different cheeses that you can put on that cheese plate I mentioned. So kind of look to your neighbors and look to the farmers markets, because you're going to find incredible things there.
Suzanne Podheiser is a food writer for 7 Days. Thanks for joining us at the VPR Cafe.
Thank you.